I think maybe now I'll turn us on. Thank you, Chris and David, for leading us in worship. As we were singing that song, I was thinking about Genesis chapter 2. We sing the song about God being high above and worshiping Him as high above. And then we read Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. Then the Lord God formed the man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils a breath of life, and the man became a living creature. Now the God of heaven came all the way from the far, far, far extent of heaven, right down to his newly created earth. I just have to think about how that happens, maybe in your mind. Here's the eternal, omnipotent God bending over this newly created little thing out of the dust of the earth, designing into him all of our systems, you know, nervous system, circulatory system, all of our systems, designing into us all of those things. Caring for us. He's not even alive yet. Adam's not even alive yet. he's just putting this to soon be man alive. And then he does the most intimate thing. He breathes over, leans over, and he breathes into man the breath of life. That's our Father. That's our Father in heaven. We think about him being so distant from us. We think about him being so far away. But you know, he wants to be right here with you as you live your life on this earth. And he's made this magnificent plan for that to happen. So in your day-to-day experience, you can experience the Father. I want to talk about that a little bit, but let's first read our verses together. If you'll stand with me, and we'll read from Colossians chapter 2. Verses 3 through 8, that will be our text this morning. And we'll talk about this beginning of the prayer that Paul and Timothy pray. So they have introduced themselves to this new church at Colossae, a church that neither Timothy or Paul had visited. And introducing themselves, then they say, "We give thanks." Verse 3. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, since we heard of your faith in Jesus Christ and of the love that you have for all the saints, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. Of this you have heard before in the word of